Slacker and Steve on demand.
We'll get his side and her side. We'll get it straight. It's Slacker and Steve's Great Mate Debate.
We have Nicole and we have Graham. And they're locked in some sort of crisis. And we're going to try to help. I believe Nicole is going first. Nicole?
Yay!
Tell us what's going on.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Well, basically, the holidays are here, and yay, love the holidays. But my husband, he tends to get in the holiday spirit too much, basically. He likes to drink a little bit more around this time, and I am finding it to be a problem. I think it's too much. I think he overdoes it, and he doesn't know when he's doing it. His mom died of liver failure. I feel like he's going down the same path, and he just doesn't agree. We've had this argument, we've had the discussion, and I honestly feel like people are inviting him to parties just to secretly make fun of him because he gets so drunk.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
He totally disagrees with all of this. He's like, oh, no, I'm totally fine. Oh, I know my limit.
Nicole.
And I'm like, no, you don't.
Do you think... I mean, this is a very, I didn't realize this was as serious. Do you think he's an alcoholic or do you only think it's
just during the holiday? Like,
Is he a holiday-aholic?
I mean, he seems to be able to control everything throughout the year. It's really just around this time. It's like me and Starbucks. I'm totally having more peppermint mocha frappuccinos because it's Christmas.
Right.
You know?
Gotcha.
And I feel like he just wants to have a good time so much and it's too much of a good time.
Hmm.
So I don't think he's like an alcoholic, but I do think he doesn't know when to stop during a fun celebration.
He's like embarrassing you and probably the kids. Okay.
Yeah, he's embarrassing, and I feel like he doesn't realize he's embarrassing himself.
Dang.
And I don't really know how to get him to understand.
Well, let's bring him on the radio then. Let's do that too. Okay. Graham?
Yay.
Are you sober at the moment?
Hey.
I mean, okay. 'Tis the season.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it season to get, you know, have some fun? Doesn't mean I'm drinking right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Is she
right, though? Do you kind of step on the gas a little bit more during the holidays? And
yeah, of course I do. It's the holidays.
Okay.
They're a stressful time. Everybody freaks out. You know, everybody's looking for gifts. We want to be with our families, our friends. Look, I don't have a problem. It's just I'm celebrating. I lost my mom, you know, she mentioned, to liver, you know, failure. And, like, that really reminded me, you know, we have limited time with our family and our friends, and we got to enjoy it while we can. So yeah, I don't think it's a big deal. I'm enjoying myself with my family, my friends. I'm letting loose. It's the time for that, you know, just to be joyous.
And you don't think
we're
you're
not
like
out of control?
Well, are you? Because your family thinks you're out of control and maybe embarrassing. You don't find that?
Is it embarrassing when you know somebody is just overly joyed with the holiday spirit? A little bit, sure.
Okay.
But it's not because, you know, I have a problem. I'm not sneaking drinks. I'm making it very clear that the holidays are here and everything's going to be spiked.
That's okay.
I'm not hiding anything.
Okay,
everything's going to be spiked.
So in your brain, Graham, I just want to clarify, because I get what you're saying. Do you think that you couldn't be an alcoholic if you don't sneak drinks? And dude, trust me, I ramp the level up during this time of year also, but my wife isn't calling me out on the radio right now. So do you think that's what makes you an alcoholic is when you're sneaking stuff?
No, I wouldn't say that's one thing. I think there's alcoholics that sneak drinks. There's alcoholics that don't. I'm just saying I'm not an alcoholic. If anything, I'm a Christmas-aholic, okay? I'm enjoying this. I love this season. You know, and I didn't before. I'll be honest. I was sort of a sad sack around this time, and then I lost my mom, and I was like, why? Why am I sitting around not enjoying this?
Yeah.
Let's really, because the rest of the, you know, I can keep myself buckled the rest of the year. You know what I mean? Let's be a little Santa-esque and get some freaking booze flowing.
Okay.
I mean, and you know what? And if people are laughing at me and enjoying themselves, good. I'm the life of the party.
Okay.
Come on, that's something to go talk about. And remember last year when Graham did such and such or did this? That's, you know,
Graham, that's
great
not
time.
Good. You can't be proud of those stories.
Nicole, I understand. You know, it will pass too. Sometimes, you know, you get a little red in the face, a little embarrassed about your husband. I'm okay, Nicole. I'm okay. I know what I'm doing.
Have you barfed places? I mean, are you an embarrassment? Or are you just fine? I guess I got to know how far the embarrassment. I mean, because here's the thing. I do enjoy somebody at a party being the guy who's willing to be the first one to dance or the first one to, like, I can't think of another thing, but, like, let's play Pictionary. Like, take it up to another level. Mm-hmm. But if you're the guy who's barfing or groping, or like, how far is your life of the party go, Graham?
Well, I love to dance.
Okay.
I love a good game. I love a good party game. If you ever play the game Celebrity, we put a bunch of celebrity names in the bowl. You pull it out. You try to imitate them. I love doing that drunk.
Yeah. Okay.
But taking off your clothes, Graham, to imitate a sumo wrestler is not good.
Wow. Okay.
It is. It gets it across. Okay. And I'm not inhibited to be embarrassed by my own body because I'm having a good time.
But Graham.
You shouldn't shame.
But your wife.
I still had my underwear on. Mm-hmm. There's no way. They can't prosecute.
Okay.
But who knows you better, Graham? And your wife is concerned. That should carry some weight. Shouldn't you want to meet her? Okay. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
What's halfway? You know? Right, okay. Yeah. What's halfway?
Nicole,
okay.
Do you drink at all?
I have a few, yes.
Okay. Oh, a few.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Wow. All right.
Don't start with me, Graham. Me having a half a bottle of wine once a week is nothing compared to the many hot toddies that you have to imbibe every night in December.
Okay.
I can hold my own. You can't. It's okay.
Wow. Okay.
Guys, here's the deal. Let's just keep it a happy marriage while it is sort of one. Everybody just hang on. Don't move.
You know what he talked about, his mom, you know, dying from the liver disease. You know, usually people would slow down like that. No, he's taking life the other way. He's like,
gas.
Yes. And is that wrong? What's wrong with?
If he stops in January, I don't know. He seems really fun.
Yeah. But.
Is this.
And if your spouse is concerned, I mean.
Or is she just.
Has she been a stick in a mud?
Because she's embarrassed by his behavior.
Yeah. She just wants that to stop.
Because you know how it is. We all know. Thankfully, I don't think it's me, but we know that one person who just is, woo!
Uh-huh.
And on the one hand, you really want them there. And then on the other hand, you're like,
you feel bad for their. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do we. I don't know. Is he just a holic? What do you call it? A holic?
Christmas-aholic is what he called it. A holaholic. I don't know. His own wife. I mean, she should
know him
best.
I can hear it in her, yeah.
She's concerned, but like his friends are still like, he's the life of the party. Get him in here. Mm. She wants him to slow down. He wants to hit the gas because he feels like.
It's just for a month. It's holiday.
And his mom's passing has given him a new sense of life is short.
Right.
So which way should this go? Should he sober up for the holidays or be drunk for Christmas? Ava.
Yay.
Okay. I think there can be a happy medium reached.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, does he need to be drinking every night of the week when there's not a party? No, but if he wants to have a good time at a party, I mean, why not?
So you're on Graham's side then.
Just drink at parties.
I'm on Graham's side, but I do respect her concern. You know, I totally get being the girlfriend of a guy who's just making a fool of himself. And you're like, hey, the next morning, that wasn't really cool. Mm. Let's try and work on that. But I mean, I think it's fine.
Nicole, do you
think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Don't snow on my party.
Thank you, Ava. Nicole, do you think you could approach it differently? Do you think you could go in?
Mm.
You know, it's weird, but I remember it's a super throwback movie, but remember the movie Parenthood? And it was like Mary Steenburgen as a mom was sitting there watching the kids tear up a house. And for her, it was a roller coaster. And for her husband Steve Martin, he was just tense. And like, if you went into a party with Graham and felt like this is going to be fun, not embarrassing, but fun. Do you think you could do that or no?
It's not even just about the embarrassing. Like, I like to have a party. Believe me, I can go and have a couple of drinks and dance and have a good time, but he's
treating December and November. It's not just December, I want to just make aware.
Okay.
He's treating like the entire, like from Halloween on, as an everyday party. And that's, it can't
season.
Be the case. Tuesday is not a season.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Let's keep going here.
I'm sorry. This is serious.
It is. It is very serious. Nicole? Or I'm sorry, Frank.
Yes. I'm an alcoholic.
Okay.
And I haven't had a drink since 86 when my wife died.
Wow.
Me and her both were heavy drinkers. And when she died, she left me with two kids to raise. And I found out when I went to alcohol classes, there's only 2 days out of the year that is not a holiday. So people that use the holidays as a excuse to go out and get drunk is an alcoholic.
Okay.
Wow, Frank.
So you want him to get help?
Yes.
Wow. That's really
strong,
heavy and strong. Thank you for the call.
And good
Frank.
For you, Frank. Graham.
Thank you, Frank.
Yeah, Graham. Any?
You got? I know that's probably hard to.
I feel for that man. It isn't an excuse. I'm having a great time. I love the holidays. As soon as New Year's is over, there's no more holidays in my mind. Sorry, I don't drink. I don't drink for Labor Day or anything like that. It's okay. Just the season.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's get a couple more, and we'll tell you the verdict. Alina?
Yes. Yay.
Yay. What do you think?
Hi. So I'm on Graham's side, and, you know, I think with his mother passing, he's just realized that life is short, and it's just sometimes you can live it up. And he's not being irresponsible, right? He has a job. He's, you know, he's helping take care of you or if you guys have children. And if he's not being irresponsible, I don't – where's the problem?
Wow.
Nicole?
Well, he's using it not as to live life to the fullest. He's using his mom's death, I think, as an excuse to maybe almost play with God a little bit. And I don't like that. I feel like it's going to keep going.
Play with God? I'm not drinking and driving. You drive me home.
Ugh.
Look.
Okay. That's
not
the point.
The road.
I think
I'm
you're saying, oh, my mom may have died, but not me. I can hold my liquor. I can handle my life. And how do you know that that's not going to bleed into January, Graham? Like, you don't know that January 1st, are you just going to be like, and now I don't need a drink? How are you going to know that you can shut that off?
Yeah.
Wow. Go look at the calendar. I set it out. I have it all worked out. To me, it's all about the season. As soon as New Year's hits, it's going dry.
Okay.
It's going to become dry country.
Okay.
Dry town. Right now?
Graham, I do want to go. I do want to hang out with you.
Soon.
Okay.
All right. Let's. We're going to do one more. I don't even know if we're going to give a verdict on this one. Amanda?
Yay.
What do you think?
So I had lost my brother about 5 years ago to cancer.
Okay.
And that first, 2 years was really hard on me, and it was to the point where I was drinking every night.
Oh.
And it's kind of a suppression thing that you do, and it's kind of a way to handle the grief in some cases. And the only way I learned how to stop is I had to be the one to realize it and say, hey, look, I'm tearing myself apart. But to have someone else telling you, you kind of see it as they don't understand.
That is, wow. Good words too, Amanda.
Thank you for the call, Amanda.
Dang.
Had three angels in a row on my side. Three Christmas angels.
All right, well, here's the deal.
Graham, no, they agree to have a good party time, but they also all said you need to make sure to nip it in the butt. Like, yep. I don't want you thinking, oh, everybody says I can go drink. That's not what everybody said.
Yeah.
Well, on the phones,
hearing until January 1st.
Okay.
He did win on the phones, Nicole. However, I think Facebook's another story.
Oh, no, they were back in Nicole.
Ultimately, the phones are what determines it, but I don't want to make him the winner because I think this is a bigger issue. I think mostly you guys just needed to hear other people, but if we are giving you a verdict,
then
Graham wins.
Graham, is it Nicole? Is that
Well,
I just hope that January
Nicole, you
1st,
want to crack up on
actually
it?
Actually,
okay.
Open and celebrate.
Okay, guys.
No, Graham, you do need to just take it a skosh more seriously. And I hope you. I'm not your dad, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, and Nicole.
And I'm the last guy to preach about alcohol.
Mm.
But you just sound like a dude. I think some people who don't know you psychoanalyzed you a little bit today, and like maybe you just need to don't mull on it over a cocktail. Just think about some of the stuff that was said. Okay, can you do that?
I'll do that.
Okay.
Nice, Graham. And Nicole, you're going to be okay too.
Yeah, I'm going to be fine. I mean, we have a great relationship and we have a great family. I just love him so much that I don't want to lose him prematurely.
Wow. Nice. Nice, you guys.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
We appreciate it. Did we make that better or did we make that worse?
Slacker and Steve.